The following podcast of The Blitz is brought to you by BetDSI.com. With the NFL and college football seasons here, it's time to take that pigskin knowledge to the bank at BetDSI.com. With 20 years in the business, an impeccable reputation for great service, fast payouts, and an excellent mobile interface where you can play, win, and get paid, it's a no-brainer. BetDSI.com is the place to go. They have every wager option you could ever want or even imagine, and if you're watching a game, you can use BetDSI's live betting option to bet on the fly. Whether it's the NFL, college football, Major League Baseball, the NBA, the UFC, esports, global sports, or even politics, celebrities. I mean, really, it doesn't matter. Whatever you feel like betting on, BetDSI has it for you. You get started today with BetDSI, and you can get some extra bang for your buck, too. They're offering double your money for your first deposit. That's right, deposit to start winning and get up to $2,500 free. That's double your money right from the get-go. So what are you waiting for? Double your bankroll right now by joining BetDSI.com and use promo code BLITZ101. The games are more fun when you get paid, so play at BetDSI.com. That's BetDSI.com and use promo code BLITZ101.
The opinions of Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman don't reflect the views of Gal Media. Parental discretion is advised. KFNC Mont Bellevue, Houston, a Gal Media station.
All right, we're going to do a short one today because somebody's getting on a plane to Vegas. Oh, and there's Aggie basketball. Let's do this. It's a What Are the Odds Wednesday on the Blitz.
And here we go.
This is the Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Live from the ESPN 97.5 studios, here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And the Blitz is on for Wednesday. Welcome to the greatest show in the history of the known universe with me, Fred Fowler, the Falcon, A.J. Hoffman, the role model, Tyler Scott behind the glass. If you want to get in today, 713-780-ESPN is your number. 713-780-3776. Can also hit us up on the Blitz Facebook page. Find the Blitz, click like, you're good to go. There's also Twitter at Fred Fowler, F-A-O-U-R, at AJ is the real, at producer T Scott. And you can also text the show at 713-780-3776. And it is a Wednesday where we do things just a little bit differently. Put odds on it when you call, text, tweet, and yes, we know it's percentages, but what are the percentages Wednesday?
Sounds weird.
Absolutely stupid. So put odds on it. What are the odds that this is going to be a very fun short show?
I mean, I like to hope that's the case. Well, it's definitely going to be a short show.
Yeah. Well, we know we're out at 5:30 today.
Yeah. Nothing we can do.
And then we're going to hit the road and go to Vegas.
Yeah.
Which I can't wait.
You're looking forward to it?
Yes.
Yeah. Same.
So I'm looking forward to.
Need to get out of here for a minute.
Yeah. Yeah. I think I could use a few days out of town and. I'm kind of looking forward to getting there, getting settled in, maybe go sit at the poker table, maybe just go to the bar and drink for a little bit. I don't know. I'm just going to have fun.
Not the worst
tonight.
Thing.
Yeah. There's plenty of possibilities there. And I'm already like way off my game here because my car's still in the shop. Mm-hmm. And not only that, but my gym bag, which I usually use for the trip, is in my trunk with my gym stuff. Right. So I had to use this little tiny bag that's in my office. So everything's all cramped and stuff.
Why don't you just take a suitcase and check a bag?
Because I don't like doing all that. You know me. I like to travel light.
I understand, but like...
I like to get in and out like with a... Never mind. Yeah, I just like to get in and out. So, and I'm finding all these little things that I don't have, like headphones. I'm going to have to buy headphones when I get to the airport.
Why don't you just take those headphones?
Well, they don't work with my iPhone.
Oh, yeah, that's true.
And so what I like to do is... I bought a book that I'm going to read on my computer, and then I listen to music while I'm doing it.
Okay. So I'm going to read Jesus Just Left Chicago on the plane.
I think that's a great idea.
Yeah. I've heard good things about it.
I have, too. And
I mean, I've heard bad things about it, too, but I'm going to just flip the coin and see which side comes.
League City Blake has tweeted me about it 3 times already today. He's enjoying it so
that's
much.
That's good.
So, yeah, a lot of good response. If you haven't bought it yet, it's on Amazon. You can buy it on Apple Books if you want to read it that way. And... you know, it's doing great. So please check it out. Hope you'll enjoy it. I think we're set for our release party / signing party, which is going to be at my favorite little bar around the corner. And okay. It looks like it's going to be the Saturday after the Super Bowl, Saturday afternoon.
Okay.
So if you haven't got it yet, you can come there, get it signed, have a few drinks. And if you have, you can bring yours and I'll sign it for you. So Matt says, not sure about Vegas, but Sierra Nevada and California is catching some serious rain.
I've heard it's going to rain in Vegas while we're out there.
Yeah, it looks like...
I'm against it.
You know, it's funny because a little north of Vegas, it's actually snowing. I think I was... The last time I was in Vegas when it snowed on the Strip a few years ago. And it was like the first time in years that it had snowed on the Strip. So I don't think we're going to get that because it looks like 40s and 60s. But yeah. And man, it's not much fun to wander around there when it's raining in Vegas.
No.
I mean, it's more fun than wandering around there when it's 104 degrees.
Well, mind you, I don't wander around there that much. I'm typically a stay inside the casino guy.
Yeah, I'm probably going to be on this trip because, well, it's MGM, and I got so much stuff I've got going on besides doing the shows that I'm meeting with people and stuff. Yeah. So I'm probably not going much of anywhere. Tonight may be my only chance to get into too much mischief.
Yeah.
So we'll see. I don't really have any plans. I'm just going to kind of get there and get settled in and wander around the MGM and take in the sights and figure it out.
Yep.
So we'll see how it goes. 713-780-ESPN is your number. 713-780-3776. And we'll have a lot of good fight interviews. I'm looking forward to talking about that a little bit. I want to start it off today with, I don't know if you saw this, but looks like Bob Costas' time at NBC may be up.
Yeah.
That's 40 years the guy's
That's
been
wild.
Doing. And yeah, I think he's good. I'm not like a Bob Costas fan. Like, I'm a Tirico fan.
Yeah.
I think Tirico's fantastic, and I hope this means more roles for him that Costas was doing. But apparently, the 66-year-old said it's all settled quietly and happily for all concerned.
So we're talking about when we say Bob Costas is probably done at NBC, that would mean Bob Costas is probably done, period.
No, he is going to continue on MLB Network,
okay,
where he's supposed to be part of the Hall of Fame inductee announcement next week. And he'll call about 20 games on play-by-play for Major League Baseball Network.
Okay.
And plus, he's yet another guy who's exploring doing a sports news interview style show, which there's enough of those out there.
There is.
Yeah, don't do that. I actually think Joe Buck has the best one of those, and I'm not a fan of his.
Yeah.
So Kevin says he lives in Vegas. Looks like rain tomorrow, then cloudy through the weekend. Shouldn't be much rain. That's good because, you know, it's been really nice here if a little bit cold, and then today it turns into this just ugly.
Yeah.
And warm and muggy. I don't know what's up with that.
Mm.
But I walked down a little store to get my energy drink, and I'm like, God, this is gross. We're in January. It's not supposed to be gross like this.
Yeah, fog, and it's weird. It's a weird day.
Yeah, but that's Houston. 713-780-ESPN. What are the odds AJ will have a vomit story when he gets back from Vegas?
Boy, I hope not. I hope not. I still think the craziest story from Vegas is the guy at Mandalay who walked into the bathroom, walked right up to the urinal, and didn't take down his pants and just peed all over himself.
Yeah, I remember that.
And then he stumbles outside the bathroom, and like he just face plants, and his face explodes.
Freaking hilarious.
So now, then he get his buddies take off, and the guy gets arrested, covered in blood and piss. And you know he woke up in jail the next day, covered in blood and piss, with no idea what happened. Like that's,
yeah.
That's like the Vegas nightmare story.
Where was the Joe Namath story? Was that in Houston or was that Vegas?
The Joe Namath story.
Didn't you say he like walked up right next to you at the urinal?
Oh, was it Joe Namath or was it? I don't think it was Joe Namath. It was an old washed up quarterback. Yeah. I don't remember who it was. That was at the Super Bowl. I don't even know which one, but yeah, he was like in his Hall of Fame jacket. Just kind of weird. It may have been Joe Namath.
Yeah, maybe they get you laid, though, if you wander around in your Hall of Fame jacket.
Maybe
That yellow is so attractive. 469, so just Googled search Jesus Just Left Chicago. It's actually a ZZ Top song. Yeah, that's where the concept is tied to that.
Yes.
So, somebody says you guys are due for a horrible airport story. I don't know, man, because my flight from Regina to Calgary was one of the worst ones I've ever had. And really, that whole, three of the four flights were bad because there was kid throw up on one. There was an 80-pound old lady reclining on me on the other. And then there was some of the worst turbulence I've ever been in and the plane sliding sideways when it landed on the third leg of it.
Yeah.
So
you might get it with TSA being kind of shut down.
A little worried about that, although we're getting there in plenty of time. So hopefully it will be all good. So 346, it was Terry Bradshaw?
Maybe it was. I mean, I don't know. I don't remember. I'm not that good at remembering things.
But it's
on tape somewhere.
So it says, heading to Vegas for March Madness. Have you ever been during that time? Sportsbook suggestions. Yes, and that is one of the coolest. I think it's cooler than Super Bowl.
I think so, too.
It may be the coolest time to go, the first round.
Yeah. Weekend is the time to go.
Yeah, and you know, there's that new sportsbook at that Park MGM that I think is fantastic. It's really worth checking out. And then, of course, Legacy's is always really good. And, I mean, I'm okay with the MGM sportsbook. Always have been. Mainly because they actually split up horses and sports.
Yeah.
And so
you don't want to be around the sports people?
No, but I can sit there and play horses while I go play sports too and not have to worry about people stealing my seats. It's not really big, though, and it's kind of cramped. So it's not the best experience in the world, but it gets the job done. And that's all I really care about is getting the job done. And that and car insurance on my phone with Go Car Insurance. G-O, that simple. And, guys, if you haven't seen some of the things they're doing around town, like the elephant being shot out of a cannon or the crazy cat billboards, are trying to get your attention. And guess what? Your iPhone always gets your attention. Your face is buried in it. Everybody I know, their face is buried in their iPhone. You do everything on it. I do everything on it. Why not your car insurance? Go is the very first on-demand car insurance app exclusively on the iPhone. It's incredibly fast. Just download the app, scan your license. You can get a quote in 60 seconds. Think about all the things you can't do in 60 seconds. And it's smart technology. It makes your life easier. It cuts out a lot of the fees you see in other places and gives you money back. Finally, a car insurance that gets it and speaks your language. No more insurance jargon. Go makes your insurance faster, easier, and possibly even cheaper than what you pay now. They've been number one in the auto insurance app in the App Store for over 1,500 days running. Check out what we're talking about. Go to the App Store now and download Go Car Insurance. Open the app, get a quote, and see if you can start saving today.
ESPN 97.5. You are listening to The Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Live from the ESPN 97.5 studios, here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And we are back on The Blitz. What are the odds Wednesday? 713-780-3776. And I'm still getting the hang of this Instagram thing, so Dynamo is not following people back yet, but she will be. So if you want Instagram, it's not me because nobody wants to see me, but it's Dynamo the dog, and she makes fun of me. Today she made fun of my drinking, weed smoking, and Law and Order habit. So that kind of stuff.
All right.
Yeah. So plus she was just ridiculously cute today for some reason. I'm going to miss my dog when I'm gone. You know, everybody else, not so much. But some big transfer news in the college world.
Yeah, and I mean, there's two sides to the story. But I mean, obviously, the biggest news is that Jalen Hurts transferring to Oklahoma. That's an impact guy, I think.
Yeah,
an OU fan was like, "Well, he's just a guy." And it's like, dude, that guy was 26-2 at Alabama. He's more than a guy. That's a good player. He's just
I agree, but I do think you can look at Alabama quarterbacks, and sometimes it's hard to tell because they're surrounded by a great offensive line. They run the ball so well. They have time to pass. And that's why I always thought, you know, McCarron would be a better pro than he was. But the reality is you're just surrounded by so much talent.
Yeah.
I think the guy's really good, and I think he'll be great because it will be the best offensive coaching he's ever gotten in his life.
Yeah, I don't know if he's like some next-level superstar in the NFL. But as a college quarterback, he's good.
And I think Oklahoma's a great place to go.
Yep. So. Meanwhile, Oklahoma is trying to keep Austin Kendall from transferring to West Virginia immediately, which, what a bad look. Like, you're bringing in a guy, basically, and the other guy's like, okay, well, that's fine. This is your guy. I'll just move on. Let him go. Which, by the way, Oklahoma benefited from the change in the transfer rules because they were able to restore a year of eligibility for Baker Mayfield. So when it works for them, they like it. But they're just – it's such a childish, like, petulant thing to not let these guys just go when they want to go. especially because coaches can go when they want to go. These guys aren't getting paid. If they want to go to school somewhere else and they want to, you know, let them go. It's not. I mean, give me a break.
I'm with you. I think
you found a guy that you want to play more than you want him to play. So you'd rather him just, rather than let him go and play, you'd rather him sit there and waste a year and then be able to play. That doesn't make sense.
Yeah, I'm with you. I just think it's very petty. It's very silly. And I like the fact that a guy who graduates can go wherever the hell he wants. But I think everybody should have that.
Yep.
You know. The other one is Tate Martell, now on his fourth school, going to Miami.
He gets around.
Yeah, I'm guessing that guy's never going to be anything. Who was the guy that wound up at Cincinnati that transferred everywhere? And he was like LSU was his first choice. And then I think he went to Indiana and then wound up at Cincinnati. I'm totally blanking on his name.
Ah, so am I.
And he didn't even start his last year at Cincinnati.
Yeah.
So somebody will remember for me. The Blitzers are great at that. I'll get five texts saying, oh, it was so-and-so.
Yeah.
But Gunnar Kiel, that's who it was. Yeah, yeah. So Tate Martell is the new Gunnar Kiel.
All I can think about was John O'Korn for some reason.
No, he only transferred once.
Yeah.
So, and never really did anything after his freshman year that made him look like a college quarterback. But, yeah, I you know, good luck with that. I'm sure he's better than what they have, but I don't know. I mean, I haven't really seen the guy. So is he played a little bit this year, didn't he, as a backup?
Yeah.
Okay. So, all right, 713-780. ESPN's your number, 713-780-3776. If you want to get in, might squeeze in a quick call or two before the show is over. But the show's going to be over before you know it, which ordinarily I don't like these short shows. It's just mainly because, well, first off, when you're done, you got to be stuck in traffic. But also because it just you don't really feel like you get into a flow. With a three-hour show, you kind of have the pace down. You know what you're doing. You know what you're moving to. But an hour and a half, there's like stories that you want to get to. So you either rush or you wind up not getting to as many as you like because you're trying to pick and choose. So, you know, but today, I don't really care. I'm ready to get out at 5:30. Get that airport. Get some adult beverages, chill, get a nice dinner, and get our asses to Vegas.
Yeah.
But, yeah. You see already mock drafts out, believe it or not?
Not surprising. Yeah, I believe it.
The this one from USA Today, I'll give you the top 10. Cardinals, Quinnen Williams.
That's probably the most reasonable choice.
49ers, Greedy Williams.
Okay.
I actually like that.
That's high.
It's high, but I think he's going to be really good.
The 49ers have the second pick?
The 49ers have the second pick.
I thought they have the Jags have the second pick.
The Jags have...
Oh, no, maybe you're right. You're right. The 49ers do. Yeah, my bad.
Yeah. Okay, that's all right.
Sorry.
Jets, Nick Bosa. I'm not sure I want any Bosas. I don't know how badly those guys want to play.
Yeah. That's a tough call. It wouldn't surprise me if Nick Allen or if Nick Bosa or Josh Allen goes before Quinnen Williams. Like, I think all those guys are possibilities early on.
Cleveland Farrell, fourth to the Raiders.
Okay.
And they need a pass rusher.
Yeah, he's good.
Of course, they had one.
Yep.
So, Khalil Mack had a half sack fewer than Oakland posted for the entire season.
Oh, boy.
Buccaneers.
Sure wish we had one of those.
Buccaneers, this makes a lot of sense. Jonah Williams from Alabama, the offensive tackle. Yeah. Because that's Bruce Arians, who loves to make his quarterback back drop way back.
How good is Jonah Williams? Is Jonah Williams top 10 in the draft good, or is he just the best lineman that's available in this draft?
I think he is the best tackle available in this draft.
But does that make him a top 10 talent?
I think that means he will go in the top 10 because that's a position. Everybody needs. And I think I want to ask Lance about this next week, but I don't think there's about three or four guys that I think are kind of the same. I think he's the best of those, so he'll go a lot higher. Kyler Murray to the Giants at number 6.
Yeah, I just don't get it, but okay.
Yeah, well, that's, you know, we've talked about that a lot. Jaguars select Ed Oliver.
Ah, damn it. I was hoping he was going to make it to 9.
he might. Lions have Rashawn Gary, Michigan. Your Bills, Josh Allen from Kentucky.
Okay.
You'd be happy with that, right?
Would that be back-to-back Josh Allen
picks? Yeah.
That's weird.
The Allen brothers.
That's weird.
They could form a band.
But Ed Oliver, is it like with Kyle Williams retiring?
Yeah, that'd be perfect.
That'd be a good fit.
Broncos, Dwayne Haskins.
Okay.
So if you're curious about some other guys like, maybe your Texans, Juwan Taylor, offensive tackle from Florida.
Okay.
Hey, it's a tackle. Take him. I don't care. Cowboys don't have a pick because they traded it to the Raiders. So.
Greedy Williams, 2 overall, huh?
That feels a little high to me, but I mean, I think he's going to go pretty high.
Yeah.
He's a pretty amazing talent. And most of the time, if you take LSU cornerbacks pretty high, they work out.
Yeah.
So.
I just feel like if you told me I could have one guy from that LSU team on my team, I'd take Devin White over Greedy Williams.
I would agree.
I mean, but Devin White's a linebacker.
Yeah, and, you know, those guys never go that high.
Yeah.
Let's get a quick
call. You know where Devin White needs to go? Baltimore.
Yeah.
He would be the perfect fit because I think C.J. Mosley's going to be a free agent. Devin White, that's who Baltimore needs to draft. I don't know where they pick.
Squeeze in a quick call from Brian.
Hey, Brian, sports.
Sports, guys. How are you?
We're doing sports. What's up?
Hey, I wanted to touch on what y'all were talking about, college quarterbacks switching over. We all do it day to day, trying to find a new job, a new position somewhere that you can fit in better, use your skills. And it's kind of the same effect as you go into your boss and saying, hey, I quit, or, you know, I'm putting in my 2 weeks, and they say, you can't do that. You're fired. It's ridiculous. It's dumb. And I'm also having a brain fart because there was a number one, number two quarterback of his time that played for Rutgers for a period of time and transferred, and he was kind of the hottest thing going for a moment. And I'll hang up. It sounds like a little ramble, but long story short, I'm on y'all's team with letting college quarterbacks go.
Yeah, I mean, it's already like there's enough people who compare college football to slavery, but it's indentured servitude, and it's like when you tell a guy who thinks he's can have a better opportunity elsewhere. Yeah, you're not allowed to pursue that opportunity. It's just...
And that's the thing. If a guy's... And you're transferring it, and you're bringing in a new guy who's basically going to be your starter, and you know it. Let the guy go somewhere else. And, hell, Clemson let Kelly Bryant walk in the middle of the season.
And Kelly Bryant's a damn good player.
Yeah, and of course, Lawrence got hurt the next week. And you're like, oh, wow, that's why you don't do it. But, you know, give the kid a chance to go play where he wants to play. And speaking of playing where you want to play, you know where you want to play cards. Lions Poker Palace. Man, they have all kinds of great tournaments going on. How about this? Tonight, $7,000 guaranteed. How about that? I mean, that's pretty good.
That's a lot of dough.
And, man, they got you covered. So that's the Thursday tournament. $7,000 guaranteed at 6:30 p.m. And they have a $9,000 guaranteed tonight at 6:30. So $9,000 tonight, $7,000 tomorrow. And if you want to get there during the day, cash players before 1 o'clock get a $25 in time. The first 10 get $50 and lunch. And I'm telling you, man, they got tournaments all over the place. It's such a great setup. It's a beautiful place. And George, Najib, Lion, all the guys over there do a great job.
Yeah, I don't know who makes the food over there, but that's what'll get you coming back. You have some of that grub while you're playing, you'll be back. TVs all over the place, and it's really a Vegas-style setup, man. It's a really nice room. I've been to some other rooms in town where you walk in and there's, you know, cheap fake fabricated metal on the walls, and it's just you feel like, you know, maybe somebody's going to ask you for change when you walk out. Not the case of Lions. They've got it going on there. This is the spot you want to play at, 6134 Richmond Avenue in Houston. Follow them on Facebook for all their tournament information and details about what's going on, any kind of specials that they might have going on. That's Lions Poker Palace.
ESPN 97.5.
We'll be right back after this break.
This is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
And
and on ESPN975.com.
Live from the ESPN 97.5 studios, here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And we are back on the Blitz. 713-780-ESPN is your number. 713-780-3776. It is a What Are the Odds Wednesday, and it's a short one. Less than an hour to go in the show, AJ. Moving fast.
Oh, yes.
As you would expect. Michael was asking, is the book going to be on Audible? Right now, the only audio version is through our website. It's kind of an exclusivity thing that we have going on with that. So you just can check my Twitter. It's on there, or galmediapublishing.com. It's real easy to find. There'll be ads for that, too, here very soon. So all over Sports Map and Culture Map and all the map properties.
Okay.
So we're mapping things out, as it were. But yeah, so you'll have, it'll be easy to find. But if you want the audio version, that's the only place to get it. And really good job by John Granato and Holly Seymour and Jermaine Every and some kid named Will Fowler who all narrated it. And I think they did a great job. That was kind of the cool.
I think they're doing fine.
No, they're doing more than fine. But what was cool about it was actually hearing those guys reading my work. It's pretty badass. So
you're pretty badass, man.
No, I'm not. I'm just I'm a humble servant of the dog.
You know who else is pretty badass?
Who?
Jeff? Sports Hef? Jeff.
Sports guys.
What's up?
So my question is kind of an odd one. It's about the coaching changes. I think UT basketball is having big regret letting Rick Barnes go or telling him to kick rocks, given how successful Tennessee is. Do you think West Virginia is going to have the same regret or bigger regret letting Dana Holgorsen go in the same kind of fashion? Do you think UT is going to take off and be good in a couple years, kind of like Tennessee basketball is with Rick Barnes?
Well, I think you're talking about two completely different situations.
Yeah.
Texas fired Rick Barnes.
And to be honest, I think Rick Barnes had kind of run his course there and needed someplace else to be successful. But
Rick Barnes is a badass coach.
He is a badass coach.
And I figured he would be successful in Tennessee, and I'm happy for that dude. But
sometimes you need a new place.
You need a new place, yeah.
And he needed a new place.
As far as Holgorsen goes, that's a guy who decided the grass was greener somewhere else, and he chose to leave. I mean, does West Virginia wish they had him? I'm sure. But
They didn't want to pay him the way Houston was willing to pay him.
Well, that's the difference between West Virginia and the University of Texas.
Yeah.
Like, if someone came along and if Tennessee had just come along and said, hey, we want you, Rick Barnes, and Texas was like, no, we'd rather keep Rick Barnes, Texas can money whip Rick Barnes.
Yeah.
West Virginia doesn't have unlimited funds to spend on a head football coach. So, that's the breaks.
Yeah, And I'll give him credit, though. I like the guy they hired. Neil Brown is a pretty damn good coach. Had a real good run at Troy. And I think it's a very logical step up, and that's a real good hire for them. And maybe he works out, and you don't have that kind of remorse. But I do think Dana's going to do really good things at UH. But I don't know
But at some point, it's like, I mean, how much further was Dana Holgorsen going to take West Virginia than he has?
I think he took them about as far as you can go.
I think so, too.
To the point where...
Like, what is West Virginia's ceiling?
Their ceiling, to me, is Texas Tech's ceiling. Like, once every 10 years, you go 11-1 and have a shot at it.
So it's about what they've been in the Holgorsen era.
Yeah.
So that's all you can ask for. Would they like to have kept him? I'm sure, but it just wasn't an option.
Yeah, I mean, that's a hard place. That's a hard place to win games. And when they were in the Big East, it wasn't as difficult, but... Not during the Big 12. That's a tough trip for them. As much as we always talk about, man, it's hard to go into Morgantown and play.
Yeah.
Not exactly easy to get out of there to go to places either. So as much as they have a home field advantage, there's not a lot of recruits there. You're not just plucking these five stars all the time. It's not it's not a bad program. It's just not an optimal program.
Right.
So 713-780-ESPN, 713-780-3776. Brian asks, what are the odds Oklahoma has a three-peat for the Heisman now that they have Hurts? I have not seen updated Heisman odds yet. I bet he's top three in the odds.
I bet he's top five for sure.
Yeah. I mean, off the top of
my
head.
He's not going to be ahead of Lawrence or Tua.
Tua and Lawrence are going to be 1 and 1A.
I would.
He might be third after them, though, especially considering the success that Lincoln Riley's had with quarterbacks.
I'd probably have Jake Fromm in that conversation. I don't know. I bet
he's ahead of Fromm.
He might be.
Because Oklahoma's quarterback's going to put up bigger numbers.
I'll tell you this. Jalen Hurts' Heisman odds just took a pretty big jump. I would bet if you wanted Jalen Hurts before, you probably could have got him at 20-1. Now I doubt you can get him under 10. So if you were just guessing on where he was going to go.
Yeah, because if he'd gone to Maryland, he'd have no shots.
Here we go. Here's updated odds.
Yeah, I just found it.
Top two choices, Trevor Lawrence, 3-1. Tua, 4-1. Jalen Hurts, who is now 6-1.
He was 9-1.
He was 9-1. He's now 6-1.
Yeah.
Travis Etienne, Justin Fields, Jonathan Taylor, and Jake Fromm. Oh, and DeAndre Swift, all at 12-1. So he was already third. He just improved his odds.
Yeah.
So what I was saying is, I wouldn't have bet him at 9-1, not knowing where he was going. But it's kind of like the year when I bet on the Cavs at 30-1 to win the NBA title, knowing that LeBron was hoping that LeBron would go there.
Right.
And then he actually went there, and suddenly I had like a live ticket, and they ended up losing to the Warriors. That was the Warriors' first title year. But you had to anticipate where he might end up, and you take that risk. If LeBron hadn't gone to the Cavs, I would have flushed $400 down the toilet.
Yeah.
Or whatever it was. I don't remember exactly, but I think it was something like that.
And you got to the finals with him.
Got to the finals, so I was able to hedge a little bit and make some money off of it.
Right.
But if LeBron had gone to L.A. then, I mean, that would have just been a useless ticket. You know, because the Cavs without LeBron obviously are the Cavs without LeBron.
Yeah, you're speculating in those situations. Just like OU's odds are probably going to drop with Jalen Hurts.
Yeah.
Because they probably went up when Kyler Murray declared.
Yep.
And because there weren't great options there if he hadn't transferred. So I think that those are the kind of things you just have to hope you get some inside info on. Do a little insider trading and whatnot. 713-780-ESPN's your number. 713-780-3776 if you want to get in. And hey, guys, starting to get your credit card bills from the holidays? They're up there, right? Well, how about this? How about you switch them over to Lightstream? You can lower your interest rate and save with a credit card consolidation loan from Lightstream. You can get a rate as low as 6.14% APR with autopay and save thousands in interest. The rate's fixed, so as rates continue to rise, your low rate won't budge. You can get a loan anywhere from $5,000 to $100,000, and you can even get your money as soon as the day you apply. The application's 100% online, and there are no fees, so you can save a bunch of money here. Lightstream believes that people with good credit deserve a low rate and an easy process, and that can be you. Blitzers can save even more with an additional interest rate discount. The only way to get this discount is to go to lightstream.com/Fred. LIGHTSTREAM.com/Fred. Subject to credit approval. Rate includes 0.50% auto pay discount. Terms and conditions apply, and offers are subject to change without notice. Visit lightstream.com/Fred for more information.
To call into the HR&P listener line, dial 713-780-ESPN.
Dial the phone.
Looking to outsource your company's HR and payroll? Get the top initiative and smart solutions with HRP.net. This is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Live from the ESPN 97.5 studios, here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And we are back on The Blitz. Hey, check out sportsmap.com. There's lots of good videos on there. One with Alex Bregman. Scottie Pippen tells you how he would defend James Harden. Palillo has a video. We got Joel's video from yesterday. It's still doing really well on Bryce Harper.
Could Scottie Pippen defend James Harden?
Scottie Pippen was a good defender, but he was talking with Tracy McGrady. At first, I thought it was McGrady saying that. Like,
but I mean, how many guys are? How many guys now, even good defenders, are able to defend James Harden?
Not really any. But lots of great stuff on SportsMap. We're on pace for a record month too. So check it out. A lot of video content, a lot of written.
Obviously,
content.
Because I interviewed Oscar De La Hoya there.
That one helped actually.
Oh, good.
So, I may.
We broke news on that episode.
Yeah, you did. That was very well done. That's still on the editor's picks, by the way, because I know who the editor is.
Oh, you know the guy?
Yeah, yeah. So I may be having to jet here if I find out in the next few minutes that my car is ready.
So you're just going to leave Tyler and I to...
Yeah, I think you guys can handle 30 minutes on your own.
Oh, boy.
You've done it before. Hey, I've done it for you before.
Yeah, that's true.
You know, so I'll let you know. They're going to call me back, and I hope not in the middle of the segment.
Lamont says, in your opinion, why does Texas have a reputation as football country? He says, my guess, it has to be high school because pros and college has been so irrelevant. The state has no swag outside of high school. I think it's more about the fandom here is a little bit wilder than it is in other places. And having lived in some other places, that's a fact. Like, when I was in Tennessee, even high school football, no one cared about it there. No, I mean, people in Knoxville cared about game day, you know, in for Tennessee. But for the most part, I mean, you could walk up to Vanderbilt Stadium and buy a ticket on game day if you wanted, no problem. It's different. And when I lived in New Mexico, high school football, not a big deal.
Yeah.
You know, it was just, there were bigger crowds at junior high games in Texas than there were at high school games in New Mexico. So I think it's just the people are excited about football down here.
I would just say go to one Aggie game.
Oh yeah.
That's nuts. And yeah, I mean, that's kind of the gold standard for fandom. But yeah, you know, the Friday Night Lights thing. Then every time we go to Beaumont and they're talking about that Port Neches game, which is always seems to happen while we're there, and what a big deal that is. And you know, Permian and Midland and all those things. I think it's a compilation. But yeah, the pro football teams haven't really. I can't say the Cowboys aren't relevant because they're still the Cowboys.
Yeah,
and they still have a huge following. 713-780-ESPN is your number, 713-780-3776. And this is one of the states that produces the most, produces the most players. You look at some of the quarterbacks now.
Yeah.
So, I mean, I think it's, I think you're probably looking more is Houston a football city thing? And yes, it is. I just don't think it's a Texan city necessarily. I mean, Texans kind of drive the boat, but it's also a UT city, an A&M city, a UH city, a Cowboy city. But I still think football's the most popular sport here. Could be, I could be wrong. Yeah, 409 says Mid-County Madness, Nederland, Port Neches, people camp out for tickets.
Yeah,
that's insane.
It's insane to me, but people do it.
Yeah. I mean, although people think it's insane that I'll wait in line for beer.
Yeah.
But I don't know if sanity has anything to do with it. It's just if you're passionate about something, that's cool. But I do think that's why they're. And I also would just say, I think the reputation came from two things: the Cowboys with the whole America's Team thing, and Friday Night Lights.
Yeah,
I think that made the reputation. But I think it was already there.
I think so too,
because it wasn't just Permian. I mean, that's and growing up, man. If you didn't play football.
You were a weirdo.
Yeah.
Was just like Dazed and Confused. If you didn't play football, you had to be in a band or something.
Yeah.
Yeah. Or they assigned you a boyfriend. I mean, that was what it was. But
I didn't know that was the rule.
They didn't have that in Pearland.
Yeah, well. Damn. And it's funny because when Pearland, this is before you were born, when we played Pearland, it was a pasture. And they were awful at football. And we'd always go in there and hang 60 on them.
I got lucky. That was in the heyday of Pearland football.
Yeah, and it wasn't. I mean, it wasn't that long. It was maybe 10 years later. Pearland was always good at baseball, even way back then. Like Randy Pryor went there, I think, and I think Dressendorfer did too.
They had a few guys.
Yeah, but man, they turned it around so fast to become a powerhouse.
Yeah, Smogger says no state compares to Alabama when it comes to college football. I'm not going to argue that. I mean. That's it's pretty wild there. So You could argue Louisiana, but they've just got one school that really is.
Yeah, Alabama's got the two big ones, but you know what? It's also small. That's the other thing. Texas is like four states in its own.
Yeah,
and you know, so I mean, it's kind of hard to generalize and say, oh well, Texas is this or Texas is that, because I guarantee you, West Texas, nothing like Houston or Dallas or Austin. East Texas, nothing like Houston or Dallas or Austin. El Paso's nothing like those cities. It's just, and really, even you go up the road, San Antonio is a lot different city than Austin. So, I mean, there's a lot of different type of things here. So,
hey, I know we've got to do a gym of the day at some point, but we won't be on air at the normal time. You want to do that real quick?
We can, sure. I've got about 12 of them. So.
Oh, okay. I have one too.
But let's do yours, because I some of these will hold up for the next few days while we're in Vegas. So let's do these Ad Hoc Jewelers Gym of the Day.
The Gym of the Day. It's the Gym of the Day. The Ad Hoc Jeweler Gym of the Day.
Do you remember a fellow named Tony Beckham? Played cornerback.
No, he was a hell of a soccer player.
For the Tennessee Titans.
They made a movie, Bend It Like Beckham.
Different guy.
Oh, okay, sorry.
Different
Actually,
guy.
I do remember him.
So Tony Beckham, former corner for the Titans, lives in Florida now. And he's
a Florida man.
He's part of Florida man lore, although he's not Florida man in this instance. What he is a dad who heard a rumble in his bushes outside. And walked outside, this is in the morning, and found a man peeping into his daughter's bedroom.
Creepy.
Not good. She was getting dressed for school. He said, I screamed, hey, what are you doing over there? Then he took off running.
Did he have something in his hand?
I don't know.
Okay, just asking.
But in case you're wondering, if you're average Joe Blow peeping Tom Florida man... You're not outrunning former NFL cornerbacks. Beckham, of course, caught up to him, tackled him, and held him until the police arrived. And
he never tackled anybody in the NFL.
Jeff Cassidy was taken to a hospital. Ooh. With fractures to his face.
Nice tackle.
A black eye, busted lip, and cuts on his face. Don't know that that's only from being tackled or if he got the business after he did get tackled, but...
He'd be getting the business if it were me.
I'm with you. Yeah. He's been charged with lewd and lascivious behavior and being held on a $1,500 bond.
That's one of my favorites.
And that's your Zadok Jewelers Gym of the Day.
The Gym of the Day. It's the Gym of the Day. The Zadok Jewelers Gym of the Day.
I mean, who comes up with lascivious? That's one of my
Such
favorite
an
charges.
Odd word.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That and criminal mischief.
Yeah.
I'm a big fan of mischief.
I like the word burglary has always been funny to me.
Yeah.
Because I think the source word of that is burgle.
Yeah.
Which burgle, you've got to admit, is a really funny word.
I always think of the Hamburglar.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Even that's he's a funny character, but being called the Hamburglar makes it even funnier.
Here's another one.
It's the Hamburglar now.
Hamburglar, yeah. But I think the B-U-R-G-L is just a good, funny. Yeah.
He burgled a house.
What about, it's a good, funny combination of letters.
What about battery? That's another one of my favorites.
You like, but I'm talking about like just the sound of the word or
no,
the,
I'm
the
talking
crime.
About, I'm talking about the crime, battery.
Yeah, that's always odd to me too.
Yeah.
You, especially when they say you've been charged with battery.
Yeah. It's like, well.
But how often are you charged with battery but not assault and battery?
It's pretty rare.
And why is battery not listed before assault?
Yeah, how did assault get the top billing on that?
And you could say, oh, alphabetical order. Then why isn't it lascivious and lewd behavior?
Exactly.
Mm-hmm.
And which is worse?
These are the real questions people are afraid to ask.
Well, which is worse, lascivious or lewd?
I don't know.
All right. Well, guys, guess what you can do tonight? You can head down to Gulf Greyhound Park for live Greyhound racing, 7 o'clock tonight. And this is one of those rare chances, short meet opportunity to see live racing. Starts at 7, and if you're heading down south, just make that right-hand turn at exit 15. Go get in on the Greyhounds. Wednesday, Thursday, Saturday at 7, Sundays at noon, And they've also got that big $50,000 Texas Bread Showdown Stakes. The cool thing is, if you just want to go out there any day and play simulcasting starting at 11 a.m., which I've done many times, go out there at 11 a.m. and just sit there all day and play horses and greyhounds until I'm too drunk to move or until I win a bunch of money. Well, you can do that every single day, 7 days a week down at Gulf Greyhound. But if you want that live greyhound racing, and again, through February 23rd, so not much time for this, Wednesday, Thursday, Saturday at 7, Sundays at noon. Located off exit 15 off the Gulf Freeway in Lamarck. For more information, visit gulfgreyhound.com. That's gulfgreyhound.com. We will be out there in a couple of weeks. So go on, get your greyhound on at gulfgreyhound.com.
ESPN 97.5.